Good morning and welcome to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, your host of this very fast-paced half hour of special topics and special guests designed to help you realize your personal dreams of wealth and freedom. Blueprint for Wealth is brought to you by Odin, Feldman & Pittleman, a full-service law firm located in Fairfax, Virginia, serving the entire Washington, D.C. metro area with clients all across the country. If you'd like to know more about OFP, visit us on the web at ofplaw.com. And if you'd like to have some more information on the estate planning and business planning and tax planning topics that we present on Blueprint for Wealth, please visit my blog at blueprintforwealth.org, and you can subscribe to the blog and receive all the recent updates. Also, lastly, please join me in reading my column in the Washington Business Journal once every month, entitled Blueprint for Wealth, which also includes topics of interest in the tax, estate planning, and business planning areas. Today we're going to be talking about college financial aid. And in fact, there are some tips that I'd like to give you that I discovered in an article in U.S. News & World Report on maximizing financial aid for your students. If you're like my family and you've just received a financial aid package, congratulations. The document looks like it's written in a foreign language and it has terms that you've never heard of. What are some of the terms that you need to know and things that you should look for and tips and tricks to maximize your financial aid or your students' financial aid? Well, first of all, paying for college may be the most stressful part of the entire college experience, and it's important for your family to determine what you can reasonably afford and make sure that you're exploring colleges that fit within those financial parameters. Doing well academically on your SATs or your ACTs or in class and being active pre-college goes a long way towards maximizing your financial aid package, believe it or not. If your package is not meeting your family's expectations, then get creative by patching together dollars to make the financial ends meet. You can reach out to local community organizations, honor societies, and even search for quirky scholarships around a hobby or special interest that you engage in as a student. Also, connect with current college students at the school that you want to attend because they usually will have the best advice on their experiences and they can tell you exactly what you need to do before you qualify for financial aid. Now, there are 8 steps that have been recommended in building your own scholarship. First of all, choose the right website to pursue the scholarship opportunity. You can build your own site. You can use standard social networking sites such as Facebook or Twitter. Or try a new scholarship building site such as greennote.com or scholarmatch.com. Number 2, include photos along with your application and your scholarship application. Students who post pictures are more likely to get donations than those who don't, according to the founder of sponsormydegree.com. Number 3, give lots of details and write clearly. Kids who write vividly stick in your mind, notes Dave Edgers, author of a heartbreaking work of staggering genius and What is What? And one of the founders of scholarmatch.org. Number 4, spell and check your grammar. Donors aren't likely to fund requests for college tuition from somebody who can't spell. Number 5, think like a donor. Be honest and personal. But keep in mind, if your hobby is getting high or collecting expensive handbags, why would anybody want to give you money? Number 6, spread the word. Friends, family, former teachers, church members, synagogue members, co-workers, and strangers all can help, says Andrew Snow, a student at the College of the Sequoias, who raised money using sponsormydegree.com. Some of his friends posted his appeal for aid on their Facebook pages and on Twitter. Eventually, word got to a newspaper reporter for the nearby Fresno Bee who wrote about him in an article in the newspaper. A reader of the article donated enough to fund an entire semester at school. Number 7, keep your donors and your plea updated. You'll need funding for at least 4 years, not just one. If you can show donors that you're working hard and succeeding, they might be willing to help next year as well. And number 8, show your gratitude and give back. Snow believes his plea received funding at least in part because he wants to be a teacher and promises to repay his sponsors by giving similar donations to students as soon as he starts earning. Now, remember that you're not alone in this process. The reason most students and parents find the financial aid process complex is because it is complex. Don't let that stop you from investing the time in better understanding the process and the terminology you'll find in financial aid awards. You have 2 great resources available. First, the College Board website has a free and easy-to-use online tool that allows you to compare financial aid awards and demystifies the challenging terminology. Number 2, there are the financial aid officers at the colleges you're considering, and you shouldn't hesitate to call them with your questions. Take control of your financial aid process, and you'll find yourself at a clear advantage for your entire college career. The recommendations of most advisors is to look at free money first, and don't be afraid to negotiate. Free money includes scholarships, grants, and merit aid. Then, if you've exhausted all of those possibilities, look at work study, job placement on campus or in the local community, and finally, loans are the last resort, money plus interest paid back over time. Once you're admitted, a college wants you to attend. Have your parents call the financial aid office. Present the most comprehensive picture of your family's financial situation, including any changes. Ask a first-choice school to match another offer, and students often receive more aid when they do this. Awards may not be consistent for 4 years, so the student needs to reapply annually. Choose a college that's an academic, social, and financial fit for you first before dealing with the financial consequences. The other thing in calculating the amount of financial aid you need is to be sure to compare the bottom line cost of the colleges, not only the amount of scholarship money that you receive, but also the overall cost of this school, including transportation costs. Know what expenses are going to be billed, such as tuition and fees, room and board, versus personal expenses that you have to pay out of pocket that aren't necessarily covered under a scholarship program throughout the year. Depending on the school location, personal expenses, of course, can vary greatly. If you live in Virginia or Maryland or D.C. and you're sending your child away to Florida, the cost of transportation back and forth can be extraordinary and should include the cost of travel in your budget. Also, understand what is gift money, the free money, grants and scholarships versus loans that you have to repay. With scholarships, know whether or not they're renewable and what the requirements are to renew them, because they may be available for 1 year, but not necessarily in the next year. Finally, know that all schools negotiate. Many public schools do not negotiate, which means they may not be as flexible with financial aid unless your income situation or your asset situation changes. What happens when the financial aid package that a student receives from a school is just not adequate? Is it possible to get more money from the school? It's always worth a try. It's worth appealing to any school to request more money if the financial aid award is inadequate. And here are some ways to increase your chances of getting additional financial aid from a school. First, find out what the school's financial appeal process is. Before contacting the institution, look on the school's website to see if it has posted the procedure for an appeal. The College Board's Executive Director of Financial Aid Services recommends that you do this. Sometimes you'll find an online appeal form that you must complete in order to qualify for additional consideration. Number 2, contact the school. The best way to initiate a request is to call the school and explain that you've got questions about your financial aid package. Ask for a phone appointment with a financial aid officer. Number three, have a conversation. When you get the opportunity to make your case to a financial aid officer, avoid asking for a specific amount or treating the phone call as a negotiation. If you approach it as a conversation, it's much easier for the aid person to get a better sense of your family and what your real needs are. Number four, consider following up with an email. Offer to email a one-page letter that includes highlights of your family's situation after the conversation, and provide that information as quickly as possible after the phone call. Don't wait too long. Number five, show other offers that you might have from other schools. If your student has received more generous aid offers from other schools, mention that to the school in a diplomatic way. If the school really wants your kid, this may result in a higher award. On its website, Carnegie Mellon University comes right out and says, "We're open to negotiating financial awards to compete with other institutions." Be prepared to provide a copy, however, of the competing awards to allow the school to verify the validity of the offer. Number six, understand when an appeal will be more effective. Private colleges are typically in a better situation to adjust an award letter than a state school, and flagships are more likely to have endowments that can generate institutional grants for students than regional state schools. At many public institutions, the financial aid comes from federal money and state aid programs, which means there's little wiggle room for extra money under the program. If you'd like to know more about financial aid or how it impacts your estate planning and your financial planning, give us a call at 703-218-2100 or visit us on the web at ofplaw.com and also blueprintforwealth.org. I'm Wayne Zell, and you're listening to Blueprint for Wealth, a very fast-paced half hour of special topics and special guests.